Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
And welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC News Talk 1080, Light 100.5 WRCH 96.5 TIC as well. Our guest is Michael Tiger, the president of the Hartford-Brainerd Airport Association. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me here, Morgan. I'm glad to be here.
There's been so much talk now since 2006 about possibly closing Hartford-Brainerd Airport, putting in some kind of a new development, doing something else with the property. A lot has been going on here. Let's try to break it down during our program this morning. Could you give us a brief synopsis what the issue is?
Well, thanks for asking the question. It's really complicated, and I'll try and make it as simple as I can. The airport has been in existence for 101 years, and it's a general aviation airport that does general aviation stuff. We can talk about that in the future, but the people who are not involved with aviation will look at the property. It's 201 acres of flat land near the river. People say maybe we could do something better with the property than have it as an airport because the airport doesn't benefit the city of Hartford. What are those things? Well, you could make it a property that will increase the tax base for the city of Hartford, increase the grand list so that the city can benefit. And right now they feel they're not benefiting from this 201-acre property. If that's the case, politicians will try and close it and close the airport and redevelop it for other purposes. And that's where this controversy has been heating up right now. You know, there was a recent article in the Hartford Current, which focused on the visioning plan of what the city of Hartford thinks can be done with this property. We believe that the best and highest use for this property is just keep it as an airport and develop it in a way that it should be developed in order to really make it benefit the city of Hartford and the region.
You mentioned the term general aviation. What's that mean?
There are 5,000 airports in America, only about 500 of which fly commercially, which is the major airlines. And we're all familiar with Bradley or Newark Airport or JFK. Those are the big airports that fly commercially in and out and fly people from one place to another. 80% of flying, however, is not those type of flights, but general aviation flights. And the 5,000 airports in America support general aviation. So what does general aviation do? Of course, it includes people who have private airplanes that fly for pleasure. But much more importantly than that, there are other activities for general aviation. The corporate territory will have their private jets that they can fly in and out, and important business leaders will fly out of small general aviation airports from one place to another for important business reasons. We have a very large educational opportunity that goes on at airports where student pilots are trained to learn how to fly. 50% of our activity down at Brainerd is for flight schools, and we will graduate up to 100 private pilots a year from our schools, 25% of which may go on to the majors. And when people wonder who flies the big airlines, they learn at grass strip or general aviation airports like Brainerd. In addition, we have businesses that are going on. which support aviation, such as aircraft repair, avionics, which are the instruments that that airplanes depend on. Those facilities are housed at the airport. We have emergency services, which are available. The state police, the Air National Guard, the FBI, Homeland Security, are based at Brainerd Airport, and these are activities that are associated with the General Aviation Airport. Additionally, we have medical evacuation, medical ambulance service, which flies in and out of Brainerd. So the point is that there are a lot of activities aside from a place where private pilots will fly their airplanes, which are very busy activities which support the area. And that's what general aviation is all about.
There are a lot of challenges with the land itself. So if it were to be shut down, the airport, and redone that whole property, what are some of the challenges that would be faced?
I think that's the most important issue, and it would be so good if we could show graphics and pictures rather than be on the radio. But let me try and spell out the area. Brainerd Airport is sitting right next to the Connecticut River, and it's protected by a dike which surrounds it entirely. Brainerd Airport is at sea level, and it's considered a floodplain area, which means that the dike is mandatory in order to prevent flooding to the entire South Meadow area. And as you know, there was a flood in 1934, which was major for the city, so the dike is critical and can't be breached. In this property of 201 acres, there is a MDC waste treatment plant just to the south, which abuts the airport, and just to the north is the Mira plant, which is decommissioned at the present time. And the airport is somewhat enclosed by those two facilities. We have documentation that the land is contaminated from the Mira plant with mercury and cadmium and arsenic and other materials underground. We believe that there is coal tar underneath the surface of the airport, which, if breached, has the potential to release benzene, which is a cancer-causing agent. And then to the south is a waste treatment plant with the MDC, and it's had difficulty with waste overrun, which has contaminated the Weathersfield Cove area for years. And that's one of the incentives for the big dig, which has just happened in order to alleviate the overflow. So the property is a very difficult property for a developer to just come in and redevelop. They would have to attend to all these issues. The dike can't be breached. The land really shouldn't be breached below a certain level in order that this benzene release would not occur.
At this point in time, it's mostly concealed. The airport's on top. It's mostly concrete, correct?
From every point of view, the land is safe at the present time. The contaminated area is contained. Once you breach that containment by building and putting in foundations, which would be deep in order to maintain a high-rise, for example, you're really causing a very difficult building issue. Therefore, in order to make it developable, you would really have to put a lot of effort into remediation of the property and engineering feats, which probably are too difficult because of the dike. So how do you develop a property with the idea of making it a high-rise, multi-use environment where you can bring in living structures or high-level shopping or create a marina? I think those are fantasy plans that just can't occur.
Our guest this morning on Face Connecticut, Michael Tiger, the president of the Hartford-Brainerd Airport Association. Michael, talk began in 2006 about shutting down the airport and redeveloping it. But in the last year or two, it's really been ramped up in conversations. Why is it being talked about at all, but why especially lately?
In 2006, the MDC put in a plan for a multi-use project for the airport in order to close the airport and use something else. And the plans were summarily dismissed because of the difficulty at the time. A study commissioned by the state of Connecticut in 2016 looked into what would be the best and highest use for the airport property. The study is public at the present time, and we thought it was a very well-developed and well-thought-out study. And the conclusion, without a question, after considering all the economic possibilities, was that the best and highest use for the airport property would be to just keep it as an airport and develop it and try and make it much better facility that would benefit the area than it is now. The study was rejected by the state legislature as inadequate, and there's certainly disagreement as far as that's concerned, but the issue remained quiet for a couple of years until COVID hit, aviation activity was decreased, and legislators thought, well, this would be a good time to raise it up again, and the city of Hartford brought up, maybe we can revisit this and consider closing the airport and doing something better with it for the city of Hartford. And that's where we are now. It's a issue that's been raised as a political issue. What do we need the airport for? It doesn't benefit us at all. Let's consider an alternative.
If the city wants the property so badly, how do they get it?
That's such a good question because it's taken a long time for us to understand this. The property is owned by the Connecticut Airport Authority, not by the city of Hartford, not even by the state of Connecticut. The CAA owns the property and they manage it with their own board of governance. Funding from the airport goes directly to the CAA, not the city. If the city of Hartford declares that the airport is of no benefit to the city or the region, they can petition the state for legislation to close the airport. The state of Connecticut manages the CAA. The CAA is considered this quasi-state organization. So the state can pass legislation to say we don't support the airport continuing and we recommend it closes. At that point, the recommendation has to go to the CAA, which would petition the Federal Aviation Association administration to determine, is that really the case? Can you justify closing it? And at that point, if the FAA agrees and the CAA is on board, then the airport can close. And then the state would take over the property and use it for whatever else. It's a very complicated number of steps. The point is that it starts with the city of Hartford declaring that it's not of any benefit to the city. And we strongly argue that that's not the case.
A study out of New York City by a company called WXY was recently completed. What did it turn up?
The Hartford city planners came up with an idea that maybe we could hire someone to determine, is there another alternative to an airport that we can use this land for? The city of Hartford originally developed a committee on their own, but they realized that they were not able to generate this sort of literature. So the company in New York, which I think is a reputable company, came up with this visioning plan trying to determine whether there is an alternative to an airport that could be used for this property. They admit, and I heard the participants who developed the study, they admit that this is a preliminary, short-term, not well-researched study that is only giving a kind of idea of what might be investigated further as far as an opportunity for development. And in fact, it's a vision of what could be done. There are so many holes in this particular study that it needs to be scrutinized. But what's so interesting about this study is now that it's on paper, it can be held up as ammunition to say, we have a study that shows that there are better things to do than an airport. That's not the case, but for the uninformed person who reads this, they'll say, well, you know, there are better things to do than an airport. What do we need an airport for? Interestingly, in this visioning plan, it did not include an airport usage as an alternative. They didn't investigate that, but that wasn't their directive. The directive was to develop a vision of what can we do instead of an airport. And thus the plan was generated, and it was covered in the Hartford Courant, as you know, on the front page.
The very first vision is to actually just keep the airport as is, right?
That's correct. But none of the things that a general aviation airport can do for the city of Hartford were really discussed in detail. And that certainly bothersome. It was a very superficial look of what a general aviation airport brings to the area. Didn't talk anything about the educational aspects, They didn't talk about the medical potentials. They didn't talk much about Homeland Security or the Connecticut State Police, which are based there, or the businesses which exist, which bring revenue and bring jobs to the city of Hartford. None of that was discussed, and that's fair enough because that wasn't the point of the study. But I think we're hoping that that's information that's going to be looked at much more carefully with this upcoming $1.5 million DECD study, which was commissioned by the state and which is ongoing now.
Yes, there are the emergency uses, state police, FBI, and all of that going on at Hartford-Brainerd Airport. But who is flying out of this airport? Because we're not talking about jetliners that are taking us overseas or to California.
At Brainerd Airport last year, there were 60,000 operations in and out of the airport. That means 60,000 takeoffs and landings. We're the third busiest airport. There's a lot of aviation activity that goes on. Almost 50% of that activity is flight training because there are three flight schools that go on at the airport. We have Learn to Fly, we have Premier, we have ATP, and of those total flights, 50% are for training. And we are proud of the fact that we train pilots to become private pilots, 25% of which frequently go on to the majors and become airline pilots as a career. Other flights that go in and out, there are two or three flights at least a week bringing medical flights in and out of the city. And I'm constantly impressed by transport of these companies to bring patients in that will then be ambulanced up to University of Connecticut in Farmington or Hartford Hospital for transplant consideration. There's activity there. The Civil Air Patrol flies frequently in and out, and the Air National Guard flies in and out of the airport, as well as corporate aircraft that come in and out to bring corporate people in and out of the city. Remember that we have the golf tournament that occurs in Weathersfield every year.
Yes.
And many of the golfers will fly in and out on their own aircraft. Now, Bradley is certainly an alternative, but Bradley is not close to the city. The difficulty to get from Bradley down to Hartford or down to Weathersfield if the golf tournament is more difficult than you would think. Therefore, a city can benefit just by having the airport right in the center of the city. Many metropolitan areas like New York City have something like Teterboro, which is a close general aviation airport, which is very busy. Danbury has an airport like Oxford, which supports that area. So these airports, we think, are beneficial. But that's the type of air activity that goes in and out, aside from the fact that I fly in and out for pleasure or for small business opportunities. But the majority of flights really are not just for the general aviation population who enjoys it for fun.
With the Hartford mayoral race coming up and Mayor Luke Bronin not seeking a third term, obviously this is going to be a talking point during the race this year. Are you going to be following all of the campaigns and all of the different debates?
So I was at the Blue Hills mayoral debate that occurred just a week and a half ago, and the primary topic of conversation led by Cynthia Jennings, who was the moderator, was what are you going to do with the airport? So I think number one, or certainly number two on the agenda for the mayoral issue, is going to be Brainerd Airport, aside from city safety and economic development and neighborhood schools. The airport is going to be a big topic. And there are people on both sides. The talking points from the people who want to close the airport were disturbing to me because there were comments like the airport is nothing but a parking lot for 30 elites who have their airplanes. We know that's not correct, but that was a statement from one of the mayoral candidates. One of the mayoral candidates, when talking about the CT Aerotech, which is a school that trains air technicians, 25 a year, and it's a state-run facility, he claimed that you can take that place and put it anywhere. It doesn't have to be in an airport. Well, CT Aerotech trains technicians to work on airplanes that fly in and out of Brainerd, so it's impossible to close that place and just put it somewhere else. It needs to be near an airport. So there's a ton of misinformation. I think it's going to be an issue raised over and over again, and our job is to really make sure that the information gets out correctly and not incorrectly.
Continuing on with the plans, there's one that's kind of about warehouses, another that is mixed-use retail, office space, apartments. We're going to skip over those. Let's talk about this last plan, number four, which is to keep it as kind of an airport, but not flying planes out of there, maybe more for airspace research, drones, etc. How do you understand that plan?
I just don't understand how something like that makes sense. It's catchy. You want to keep aviation in the area, but you want to close an airport. That seems counterproductive to me. And not only that, without a question, the future in aviation, one of the pathways of the future is going to be this drone activity. Make no mistake that we're going to see more and more about drones for all sorts of activity, including public safety, state police, fire. There's going to be a pipeline observation as well as distribution and public use drone activity. Now, that would require air control and a tower, air control tower, which exists at the airport. So you can't develop with any wisdom marketing for aviation and then close an airport. That doesn't make sense.
If the public doesn't seem to truly understand who uses Hartford-Brainerd Airport, Michael Tiger, president of the Hartford-Brainerd Airport Association, has the airport itself done a good job in marketing what it's all about and what it means?
Well, I would argue that Brainerd has not done its job over the past several years, and we haven't done much in the way of publicity about the things that can be done for a number of reasons, which we don't have to go into, but the COVID pandemic did slow things down quite a bit. The restrictions on building because of water management or tree cutting, which impacts the safety, have slowed down activity. And if there's this constant umbrella that the airport is going to close, what's the point of investing in property if it might close? How can we get a restaurant to open in that area? Who's going to invest in airport development if they're afraid the airport's going to close? So the combination of COVID and the difficulties there have been for building have really slowed the growth. What our job, Hartford-Brainerd Airport Association, we feel our job now is to promote the benefits of general aviation and to make people aware. So publicity on a show like this where we can talk about aviation and how it would benefit the city of Hartford is the whole point of our movement. We need to dispel the myth that this is a sleeper airport with nothing going on, because that's simply not true. And if developed properly, this place could be an exciting benefit, economic engine for the city of Hartford and the region. There's plenty of literature, there are plenty of news articles and financial reports which state that general aviation is nothing but a benefit to the region and the airport, no matter where it is. And we just need to get that information out.
Where can people learn a little bit more about your group, Michael Tiger? You're the president of the Hartford-Brainerd Airport Association. Where can they learn more about you guys and also about this issue that is going on in the capital city?
We have a Facebook page and a website for the Hartford-Brainerd Airport Association, which is fairly easy to find with any Google search. And we are trying to put together an event, which is primarily informational, on February 11th. Saturday morning at Brainerd Airport, and the event will be open to the public, where my primary objective is to inform people where things stand with legislation, where the mayoral race, who's in favor and who's not in favor, what the status of the DECD study, which was instituted by the state in order to find out what's the best use for the airport. Our job is to inform the public, and everybody would be welcome to come, because we think that knowledge is power, and the more people know about aviation, in general aviation in particular, the better. And it's open to the public, and we're very happy to have anybody come.
Michael, we're out of time this morning, but thank you for coming down to WTIC Face Connecticut and talking about the issue. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk about Brainerd.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.